Today on the Just Read podcast, we'll read Numbers chapter 16, verses 12 through 22. Moses challenged Korah and his friends to let God decide who will be in a leadership position in Israel. Let's read Numbers chapter 16, verses 12 through 22. Then Moses sent a summons to Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab. But they said, "We will not come up. Is it not enough that you have brought us up out of a land flowing with milk and honey to have us die in the wilderness? But you would also lord it over us? Indeed, you have not brought us into a land flowing with milk and honey, nor have you given us an inheritance of fields and vineyards. Would you put out the eyes of these men? We will not come up." Then Moses became very angry and said to the Lord, "Do not regard their offering. I have not taken a single donkey from them, nor have I done harm to any of them." Moses said to Korah, "You and all your company be present before the Lord tomorrow, both you and they, along with Aaron. Each of you take his fire pan and put incense on it, and each of you bring his censer before the Lord, 250 fire pans. Also you and Aaron shall each bring his fire pan." So they each took his own censer and put fire on it, and laid incense on it. And they stood at the doorway of the tent of meeting with Moses and Aaron. Thus Korah assembled all the congregation against them at the doorway of the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord appeared to all the congregation. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, "Separate yourselves from among this congregation, that I may consume them instantly." But they fell on their faces and said, "O God, God of the spirits of all flesh, when one man sins, will you be angry with the entire congregation?" That was Numbers chapter 16, verses 12 through 22. When Moses called for the challenge to begin, Dathan and Abiram were nowhere to be seen. They rebuked Moses for keeping them from entering the promised land. However, Korah follows through with the challenge. The whole congregation stands in opposition to Moses and Aaron. But God gives a chilling warning: separate yourselves. Thank you for reading with me.